If Christmas Had Never Come, a compilation. What if Christmas had never come? No star, no shepherds, no stable, no angelic visitations, and no extraordinary happenings. Just a common Nazarene girl living out her obscure life. The shepherds would have passed the night like any other, keeping watch over their flocks, with no reason to hope for a better life. No Savior, no personal experience with a God who loved them. Those wise men in the East would have continued their exploration of the night sky, marveling at the wonders of creation, but never knowing the Creator. The years would pass. The ages would roll on by. The Ebenezer Scrooges would continue to grouch their way through life, and the Bob Cratchits would continue to eke out a living. No hope. No joy. 2,000 times December 25th would come and go like any other day. No family reunions. No gift giving. No quiet reflection. No year-end forgiveness. No one would miss Christmas because no one would realize what they were missing. And then there would be the end. That mysterious, dreaded moment that comes in every life. No atonement, no assurance of forgiveness, no babe in a manger would mean no cross on a hillside and no empty tomb. Just a hollow existence, day-to-day drudgery, with no constant companion through life and no savior from death. What if Christmas had never come? The good news is that Christmas did come. The star at the top of the Christmas tree each year shines like a beacon of hope. The figurines in the manger scene echo the angels' proclamation, "Joy to the world!" Christmas is a celebration of the most wonderful gift possible, God's love in the form of a Savior. Christina Andreasen. Emmanuel, God with us. Throughout different seasons of my life, I've found myself crying out to God, "Help! I'm falling!" Nothing major or traumatic needs to have happened. It could be that I simply feel emotionally unsteady, physically exhausted, or overwhelmed by life, like I am wandering, and I'm not sure if I have the strength to keep going. Then I feel God's steadying hand reach for mine, to strengthen me and help me, and I remember what His Word assures in Isaiah 41:10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Today, especially, we praise God that He has kept this promise to strengthen, comfort, and never let go of His people. How do we know? God sent Jesus to be Emmanuel, God with us. One thing I love about Jesus is that He reveals to us the very heart of God, because He is God. Matthew 9:36 says, "When He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." The Son of God, who knows all things, could see every last thought in the mind of every human. But in this moment, He didn't respond with judgment or condemnation of the crowd's lusts or jealousies or anger or sin. He had compassion on their inner torment. He saw their harassment and helplessness and knew they could do nothing to save themselves from it. Because of Jesus' compassion toward us, He came to earth as a baby to live a sinless life, to die on the cross, bearing our sin, shame, and powerlessness, and to be raised to life again so that whoever believes in and receives Him would never again have to live life harassed and helpless on their own. We not only have God's steadying hand that will hold us, we now have God's steadying Spirit who will live within us, if only we turn our hearts to Him. As we celebrate this Christmas, may we remember that Jesus is God with us in our mess. He is God with us in our pain. He is God with us in the deepest dark valley. He is God with us in our exhaustion. He is God with us in our waiting and in our wandering. Jesus is Emmanuel. He is with us all the days of our lives and all eternity. Alice Matagora. Help us to remember. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be Thy children, and the Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Robert Louis Stevenson, 1850 to 1894. What difference does Christmas make? What difference does Christmas make? Besides giving us a holiday where we deck the halls, exchange gifts, go to parties, or have some time off, what difference does Christmas actually make in our heart and life, in our world today, and in history even more generally? Surprisingly, the best answer to this question comes from an unwed, pregnant teenage girl who was most likely around 13 to 16 years old. This unwed, pregnant teenage girl was Mary, the soon-to-be mother of Jesus. She has a very unique perspective into the dramatic coming of Jesus and its meaning for her as His mother, which causes her to sing out in praises for the wonder of it all when she is visiting a relative named Elizabeth. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name." From deep down in her soul, Mary expresses her happiness, excitement, and gratitude to God. Mary perceived that God had reached down to her to do great things for her. Mary knows who she is in that world. She's a nobody. She's an unwed, engaged, teenage girl living in a world where age and marital status mattered, and where being a man mattered. But despite that humble standing and relatively unimportant state, God reached out to her through His messenger, Gabriel, that angel of His who delivers messages for Him. Gabriel had informed her that God would reach even further and more personally into her life because she would supernaturally conceive and bear Jesus Christ. we can appreciate how Mary recognized that God made Christ's coming very personal for her, beyond just being a womb for Jesus. You see, Mary is reflecting something very important about Christ's coming, and that is deeply and profoundly personal. Christ's coming is also deeply personal for us. Christmas isn't just some holiday on the calendar or some sentimental moment in history. Christmas is also deeply and profoundly personal for us because God did something great for us. He sent Christ for each one of us. God didn't just send Christ at Christmas for the nameless, faceless masses of humanity. He sent Christ at Christmas for me and for you. Christmas makes a difference. That's why Mary sang here in the Magnificat as she did. But she doesn't just sing it for us to sit on the sidelines and listen to it. She sings it for us to join in with her, praising and magnifying God with Christ's coming at Christmas, because Christ's coming is so significant that it cries out for our song in this season too. So sing, praise, magnify God this Christmas season, because for the Christian, Christmas makes all the difference in the world. Leonard Rees. A Christmas Prayer of Thankfulness. Dear Jesus, thank you for leaving the halls of heaven to be born on earth, then to live and die among us, and thereby to change the world and my life. Though you came as a little child, your truth, love, and peace soon spread throughout the whole earth. Your love enters into every heart that welcomes you. Thank you for what Christmas means, that whether I have family and friends, good times or bad, I will always have you. I will always have your love, love that has stood the test of time, love that saved me and so many others like me. Jesus, the stars and angels welcomed your birth as I welcome you into my heart with praise and thankfulness. Alex Peterson. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.